Teachers Talking Tech is sponsored in part by StartDot, a handwriting app and online resource for teachers and children. Learn more at startdothandwriting.com.
Hello and welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
And this week we are going to be talking about an update, basically, on how Makerspace is going. We did an interview with Ann Smart. We talked about Makerspace. We also talked about our tech plan for this year, which involved Makerspace, moving into Hour of Code, moving then into Genius Hour.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if you haven't listened to that episode, if you look back a few episodes, you will see it.
Yeah, I think it's entitled Innovation Hour or Innovation Time.
Exactly, like Innovation Hour. So, well, let's start out with a review of that. So, basically, we had a plan for Makerspace.
So our plan for Makerspace was to, you know, use about 2 or 3 or 4 weeks or whatever to let the kids just make.
Yes.
One of the things Ann Smart said that really hit home was that you don't necessarily have to have a determined project or a goal or whatever.
Right.
You can have just let the kids make, let them play with the materials, let them figure out how to work together, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, it really was. Don't say like the first one, like, all right, we're going to make a bridge.
Right, right.
No, let them, you know, so... that was kind of what I took that to heart too, and I talked to the kids about this concept of like maker muscles, which is like you got to develop your maker muscles for a couple weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks, and then if you wanted to throw out some challenges, great. If your kids are rolling though, then you could just leave it alone.
Right.
So
really feel it out and see how it's working in your classroom and how your kids are handling it.
Exactly. So my initial plan was just to let them make whatever they wanted for the entire 8 weeks, which was how long I was going to do it. But when it got into it, we got 4 weeks in, and I already started seeing some repetition. And not only that, the kids were kind of itching, you could tell, for some sort of guidance.
Like they wanted a little bit more structure to it.
Yeah, right. Just a little bit. So I think my plan is going to be to put up some things on the board, like some different choices. Like you can make X, Y, Z. You know, you can make it by yourself with others, but here's your challenges. You know, and then go for it.
Right. And that's kind of where I went to. My kids did their first Makerspace project, which for most of them, it took 2 or 3, 4 weeks maybe for them to get it all complete. And I've got some that still aren't done yet. They're still working. But then I said, now once you're done, and I have like 36 little picture cards of different things like a plane, a boat, a robot, blah, 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 bridge. You choose one of those to try to make now, to challenge yourself. I call them little challenges or whatever.
So. Yeah, and I don't know if you would still have these same challenges with older kids. Like, I don't know if they would just go for it or if it doesn't really matter how old you are. Like, right. I can see adults needing guidance within a makerspace.
You know, and I think it just kind of goes back to education in general and has just been... We've been told what to do, when to do it, how to do it for so long that it's so hard to get outside of that bubble or that box and just get creative.
Yeah.
No, so, totally. I mean, that's a challenge for adults.
I agree.
You see it in staff meetings when we're asked to do stuff or whatever, and it's like, boy, I got to work with that person. I don't really know that person. Or, you know, it's just a challenge of getting out of your comfort zone.
It totally is. So I would say overall, though, we've been able to stay on our track. And we're, you know, a little bit more than halfway through the Makerspace and our allotted time that we kind of made for ourselves with our kids.
Yeah, I think with, you know, we're probably going to have a couple weeks left because we're getting up close to winter break here and different things popping up. So,
well, let's start with the good. So what are some things that you've noticed, Mike, with your kids or some things they've said or, you know, how's Makerspace gone?
I think the first thing I would say about the good was I was surprised and I was prepared for it to be loud, you know, and it's not. That's what I think is really amazing is when they're all working, it's quieter than half sometimes in my regular like math time because the kids, you know, they're into it, they're engaged, they're working, they're more into it than some of the stuff we have to do on a regular basis. So I was real surprised with how well they worked on their projects.
Yeah, I would agree. The level of engagement that I saw was higher than I've seen in anything, including Genius Hour.
Right.
I think Genius Hour is really great for letting them express themselves. But there's always going to be some kids in Genius Hour that are a little lost. I mean, that's just part of the creative process, you know, that kind of thing. With Makerspace, I feel like the kids are just into it. They're into each other's projects too, which is really surprising. Right. Like when we do science and reading and I'm trying to get them to share with each other, you have to like give them these scripts like, all right, now you're going to say,
right.
And you have to actually look at each other, where it came naturally during Makerspace. When my kids were sharing what they made, or somebody's like, what are you doing? It was all natural.
Yeah.
And it felt very organic. You know,
I think another good that I have come up that has come up for me is we've got all this stuff, right? All these materials that they're using to make. And we'll talk about this a little bit in the bad, you know, how to store it all. But I've got these two cupboards that I've cleaned out that all the stuff goes in. And I'm to the point now where, all right, Makerspace is done. We're cleaning up. And they're putting it all away.
Yeah.
They're organizing their materials. That's an awesome thing. You know, I think about what Paul Solar said about, you know, having a student-centered classroom. I keep telling him, this is our classroom. These are our materials. You need to put our materials away. And that's been really awesome to watch them kind of take charge of that.
Yeah. Well, and I've seen, you know, the cute story with Mike's daughter, who is in my class. So she made this house and it was kind of, it had like cups and all these different levels to it.
Oh yeah. It was big.
Yeah. It had a staircase or like a ladder made out of like Q-tips and all this stuff. And, you know, to most people's eyes, if they'd have walked in, they're kind of like, oh. But to her, like, it was so awesome. She was
intricate. Oh, and, yeah, absolutely.
And really, I mean, watching her make it, like, that process of making and her making decisions and all that gave me a whole view on it that maybe you'd not have somebody who just walked in and looked at it.
Yeah.
So after school, she came in to get it with her little brother. And the pride, like, coming off of her, like, just emanating off her. She was, you know, she was just like, look what I made, you know. And her little brother was like, whoa.
Right.
And they carried it out together, like, super careful and slow. You could tell that even though when it got home, it probably just got set down.
Right.
It was the importance to her of that work she put into it. And I think I've noticed that more than anything else in Makerspace, one of these goods. Is it's not about the product. It's
right.
about the process. It's so much about that.
Yeah, I think we get lost in that. And you and I have talked about that for a long time, is it's about the process, not the product.
Mm-hmm.
It may come out and it may be just a bunch of stuff stuck together.
Yeah.
But the process, the thinking and the problem solving that child went through to get to that point is so valuable. And you don't even always see it as a teacher because they're doing it independently or with their group.
Well, in those moments, you might only have twice a year in math or twice a year in writing.
Right.
They have these ahas or this or that. You can get that daily
in
Makerspace. And it's really awesome to see. So let's get to what the kids think about it. We interviewed some of the kids to get some ideas of what they thought about Makerspace.
My name is Megan. My favorite thing is that I worked on is like my catapult. My catapult I made out of a spoon, two short pieces of a toilet paper roll, and some pirate cloth and some tape.
Cool.
So how it works is, so you taped the cloth onto the spoon and the two half pieces of toilet paper rolls together. And then you pushed down on the end of the spoon and then it sent whatever you're catapulting flying into the air. As I had problems figuring out how it would catapult and like how I would do it.
Okay, and did you solve your problems?
Yeah.
Alright, good. So what do you think a person could learn from doing Makerspace activities?
They could learn to let their imagination run wild and also to like experience building whatever you would like.
My name is Ruby.
Okay, so what is your favorite project so far, Ruby?
Pirate ship.
Tell us more about your pirate ship. What did it look like?
Well, I used two, like, sticky things. I took the sticky pads.
Oh, okay.
And it had, like, a strop tape to there with a piece of cloth for the flag.
So what did you have any problems along the way making your pirate ship?
No, I did not.
You didn't have any problems?
That's really good, Ruby.
That is pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Okay. What can you learn from Makerspace?
You can learn how to put things together. Zoe.
And what are you working on right now?
A fairy rocket ship and a fairy mansion. A fairy pool.
Okay.
Bed and temper tantrum box.
Okay. And what makes you proud of them? Like, what is it about them that makes you proud?
Well, I worked a long time on them.
Why do you think that it went well when you worked with somebody else?
Because I didn't do it alone, and if I picked a big project, I would be able to finish it quicker.
Okay. So it was easier when you were working with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's something you think that kids could learn from doing Makerspace?
How hard it is just to build one thing, especially such a small thing. Anna?
And what's your favorite project that you're working on?
Hotel.
A hotel? Okay. And tell me about your hotel. What does it look like?
So far, I've got the bottom floor,
uh-huh.
and I'm working on the top floor, and the bottom floor is soft, so if people fall, they don't hurt themselves.
What do you think that kids can learn from Makerspace?
When they're building something big, they gotta think hard on how to build it.
Brett. And Brett, what are you working on right now?
A spaceship.
And what do you think kids can learn from Makerspace?
Trying new things is fun.
Isaac, I made a lightsaber.
Okay. And did you have any challenges when you were making that?
Yeah, I had one challenge. I had to tape two or three straws together.
Okay, and how'd you solve that problem?
I asked one of my friends to help me, and so I held them together and they taped it.
Okay, great. What do you think that kids can learn from Makerspace?
How to work together.
Awesome. I love hearing their ideas, and it just does sound like you can really hear in their voice. They love it. They mm-hmm. love it. So let's get down to the bad, or maybe not the bad, but the challenges. I wouldn't say there really I had any bad with it. There are definitely some challenges that we found in Makerspace.
There's some challenges, but I don't think they're anything major. There's stuff that you can overcome and you can deal with. So
yeah, like one of the ones we talked about was storage.
Yeah, that's our biggest issue, my biggest issue, and probably yours biggest
yes.
issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
Although you got some really cool storage units donated from parents, which were awesome.
Yeah.
Is storage. So we're asking parents to donate all this stuff, and we're collecting this stuff, you know, toilet paper rolls and styrofoam and whatever. But where do you keep it all? Because, you know, we barely have enough storage as it is for our curriculum materials.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I had to it forced me to clean a cupboard out.
I did, yes,
to
yeah.
dump some stuff that I probably haven't used in 10 years, which is good for my teaching in the long run.
Yeah.
And now I've got this cupboard devoted to my Makerspace stuff. And the kids go in it when they need stuff out of it, and, you know, during Makerspace time, and they put it away when they're done with it.
So. Yeah, and that was the same in here. It forced me to really look at what the space in my classroom looked like. Which was good in the end.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing was the projects themselves.
Right.
We've talked about this a little bit, and you can store them however you want to, but one of the things we're going to start talking to our kids about is recycling.
Yeah.
And, like, the process of making it is really the best part of it. So maybe you're really proud of it. You take a picture or a video of how it works, and then you just break it down, and those parts are reusable again.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I use the term harvesting the materials.
Yeah.
So we reharvest the materials from what we've used so that we can use them again, and next year students can use them or whatever.
And
so.
I love that because a lot of these little cardboard things, you know, they're great while you're making them, but then when they get home out of context, kind of like, you know, I have a box or a jet pack. It doesn't necessarily translate to a different spot.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I did to help with my storage was originally, when our first day of Makerspace, I had my kids draw blueprints of their design.
Yeah.
So it's like an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and then they had another paper that had a plan on it or whatever that they had to write their plan out. So I said that your projects had to try to fit on top of that piece of paper.
Right.
So that kept them
small.
Yeah, that kept them kind of, that gave them some parameters. And so that's helped me be able to store them in between Makerspace days when the kids aren't working on them so that I can keep them on a countertop. And now I've only got, you know, 12 or 15, 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, size projects.
Right.
Instead of, you know, humongous things that I don't have any room for.
Yeah, and lastly, one other challenge that I'm finding is just that time for reflection. Like, you get so excited while you're making and while you're building. Sometimes you forget that it's important for the kids to just stop and reflect on what they made, challenges, you know, that they had, things that they overcame. That's important to give kids that downtime after they made something. Mm-hmm. And I've been using Seesaw to do that, where my kids record themselves.
Absolutely.
They take a picture of what they made. They talk about it. And I may prompt them with a question like, what was something that you did that was really great? What's something that was a challenge? Just little things like that.
Right.
Making them slow down and think about what went well and what didn't.
Mm-hmm. The Seesaw is what we use as well. We post it to our parents, and then my Seesaw blog is dedicated to Innovation Hour. So that's the only thing we put on our Seesaw blog.
Nice.
So then the kids then have a place to put it, and hopefully I'm working on connecting with some other teachers to share our blog with them so that other kids and other teachers can comment on what we've done in Innovation Hour too.
That's awesome. And even better reflection coming from their peers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So there you go. There's our Makerspace update. If you have any questions for us or any ideas, we'd love to hear them. You can visit our Facebook page. Just search for Teachers Talkin' Tech. You can also email us at teacherstalkintech@gmail.com. All right. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.